Today is Wednesday, the 5th of February, the memorial of St. Agatha, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Glenstore Abbey sing Viri Galilei. Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? Although this is the antiphon for the Feast of the Ascension, it has something to say to us for the rest of the year as well. When I am looking for God, all too often I look into the sky, as if God is far off in some distant place, where in fact God is here with me now. In the people around me, in the ordinary, everyday events of my life. Can I sense that presence? Here, now. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offence at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honour, except in their hometown, and among their own kin, and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them.
Jesus returns to his hometown. He comes as a teacher. Yet his teaching is greeted not with wonder, but with contempt. Can you recall a time when you felt too quickly disregarded or dismissed by those closest to you, those who know you too well. Now turn the tables for a moment. Can you identify those around you, people you know well, who all too often get disregarded or shouted down? Oh, it's only so-and-so, he would say that. How important would the message have to be before you took them seriously? As you hear the reading again, imagine the scene. See the faces of the people from Jesus' hometown. Listen to what they say about him. Could such an amazing man come from such an ordinary town?
Jesus left that place and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offence at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honour except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them.
I ask God now for whatever I feel I may need. An increase in faith, perhaps, or maybe the ability to see God's power and love in all the ordinary things, as well as the amazing things around me. I talk to God and listen to what he has to say to me. Thank you. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.